a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. If you're up in Davis County and you dug out of the same snow that I did today, congrats. If you're Scott Mitchell and you started your day off in St. George this morning, also congrats. No snow rolling through the that I-15 corridor through the middle of the state then? You got lucky? Dry roads?
No.
It was nice?
For the most part, yeah, but in Cedar City, it was a sheet of ice.
Boy, I got nervous when you just said sheet of ice there.
And there was a car actually off the road. But other than that, yeah, it was a good drive.
Back. Cars off the road. That was the theme this morning. Boy, up near Kaysville, Layton, Farmington, massive mess up there. So, you know what else is a massive mess? I just can't get enough of this freaking Gwyneth Paltrow ski crash, ski gate, crash gate. Because now we're here, because last week it was her turn, right, to go, not only did I not crash into him, he crashed into me. In fact, I think he was trying to sexually assault me. That was a massive move on her part. That was like, you go on the stand and you roll that thing out, boy. Now he gets his chance on the stand, and they got to make a made-for-TV movie out of this. You got to get something going. And it has to star Gwyneth Paltrow after the whole thing gets settled, okay?
Can she do that?
I don't know. Like, is it sealed or something? The story's about her. Could she sell her story to Lifetime?
Well, no. Can you play in your own story? That's
absolutely. Are you kidding?
Has anyone played in their own story?
I require it. I would need it. Who would play Gwyneth Paltrow? Right, she has to play it. It can't be. Well, now I'm starting to think people who could play Gwyneth Paltrow.
I think Gwyneth Paltrow could play a young Martha Stewart. Like, so she could be Martha Stewart in Martha Stewart's thing, but not her own.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, when this whole thing shakes out, is this guy going to get some money? I don't know. You got to do something like have Renee Zellweger play Gwyneth Paltrow. That's how you got to do it. Have Renee Zellweger do it. Okay.
How can nobody have seen this?
No, they said ski patrol guys saw it. That was the thing. Is the ski patrol guys?
What did the ski patrol guys say?
They said that he ran into her. Apparently, so done deal in my eyes. Right? This thing can't go his way. Right? Speaking of celebrities, I did see something sad this weekend. Sharon Stone started bawling up on stage at like an award ceremony. Did you see this? Because she's like, I lost so much money with the Silicon Valley Bank folding up. She lost half of her money with Silicon Valley Bank going under. And she chose to tell her all of her friends in Hollywood from the stage. So That is sad, man. Okay. Where are we at here? Oh, hey, by the way, we got stuff to give away. Can we give away stuff right now? DJ and PK today, as they do every week on a Monday, rolled out your Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers Play of the Weekend. They gave it out today. And if you're calling number 12, we want you to give it to us. 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE. 801-575-9663. And you tell us how to play, and you'll be the winner. Or tell us what that play of the weekend was, and you'll be the winner. You'll get a nice little prize. So there you go. With an impressive lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs, no wonder people are switching to Chevy. Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers. Jeremy, any hints? I mean, I have ideas, but no. Come on, man. Tell me
hoops,
what's going on.
I'll go hoops related.
Oh, hoops related. There you go.
That's all the only sports going on. So,
So professional or college, you'll have to figure it out yourself. So there you go.
High school. No, kidding.
It's high school basketball.
There's the XFL.
There was the women's golf. Basketball tournament.
That's still basketball.
Hold on now. Was it Caitlin Clark getting a triple double?
Can't tell you.
Okay.
I know what I'd have it as. Can I say what I'd have it as, or does that?
He doesn't know what it is. Can Scott technically win because he doesn't know? No, you can't. KSL employee. What's your guess?
My guess is Walker Kessler scoring 31 points.
That was the dumbest guess I've ever heard.
Who is that again?
It's got to be Final Four related. Get out of here. A bunch of teams nobody's ever heard of going to the Final Four. Come on, man.
Walker Kessler scoring 31 points is not a big deal.
It's a big deal, but it's over the weekend. There's not one like singular, like, but they lost the freaking game. They're not going to be like, Walker Kessler, wow.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe.
Absolutely, wow.
No, it was awesome, but it's not the play of the weekend. Come on. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Jeremy
won't say.
I know. He's stone faced over there. I'm trying to fish. I'm just trying to help some of our listeners out. Okay.
Well, you should just listen to the show, then.
Oh, to DJ and PK.
Yeah.
I was out shoveling 2 feet of snow today, brother. Come on, man. I can't figure that out. All right. I do want to roll this out. So, Lamar Jackson, we've known, has been doing his own negotiating. He tweeted out today, which if you're representing yourself, I guess Twitter is as good as any other place, Scott. But he rolled out that apparently he's requesting a trade. So what do you do if you're the Baltimore Ravens with the curious case of Lamar Jackson?
Well, I think it's what do you do with it?
Yeah, what do you do with this? Do you just go, fine, he said it? When a player requests a trade, the team is in, then everybody's at odds, right? Everybody's looking around at each other. It's a standoff of epic proportions.
So there was a...
They're waiting for each other to flinch. What's going on here?
Richard Sherman over the weekend, someone else was on with him. Was it Calvin Johnson, former...
Megatron.
Mm-hmm. And Richard Sherman says, you know, it's wrong that everyone is all over... Like, Lamar Jackson should ask for all the guarantees. And he should get them. Because that's what the established quarterback market is now. You know, that $90 million or more guaranteed money. And he said, you know, the guys who kind of like chickened out of it were Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
What do you mean chickened out of it?
Well, they didn't take all that they could get. Mm. So Richard Sherman was saying to Lamar Jackson, man, you got to take all you can get. Like you got to get all of it, and I don't agree with that. Because you look at Tom Brady, and Tom Brady took less, and he took less to be around for a long time. Because typically, quarterbacks, if you're any good, you're going to stick with a team. Like teams don't get rid of quarterbacks. Bill Belichick will get rid of a lot of things, but he ain't get rid of a good quarterback. He'll get rid of a tight end or a running back mm-hmm. or a wide receiver. He'll do that in 2 seconds. A defensive back, they're gone. And quarterbacks stick around. So you make that money up, you know, down the road. Now, if you're really, like, how much is enough? being guaranteed $100 million, that's not enough money.
You know what's wild is think about how wild this is that the Deshaun Watson deal that was done in Cleveland may have sunk Lamar Jackson in his career.
Yeah, it's possible.
Because then he thinks to himself, well, Deshaun Watson isn't better than me. And he might have a case for that because nobody's seen it. Right. But really what's going on here is that Cleveland was dumb enough to throw that much money at a guy who was coming off of the situation he's coming off of. And what was the guaranteed money to? It was 200 and, was it
230 million?
230? $230 million guaranteed dollars. And so then Lamar Jackson goes, that's the market.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have an agent to negotiate for him. In Baltimore, that's not the market. The rest of the league is fighting against this being the market going forward. Yeah. So now everybody is it's this weird pissing match between the league and these players who want this amount of guaranteed money, the teams, the franchises who are going, no, man, we don't want to start setting this precedent that we start having to give all this guaranteed money to these. They're already giving insane amounts of guaranteed money, and $100 million of guaranteed money for a quarterback isn't enough right now. It's not enough for guys who think that they're at the top of the echelon of the league.
Guaranteed money in the NFL today is a result of ice shaking out of a cup.
Sorry.
Someone rolling. Listen, playing Nazi, I've been coughing. Over there, Alex?
I've been coughing all show.
So, actually, why quarterbacks are getting guaranteed money is because the game's gone soft. Like, quarterbacks are playing forever. They're not getting hit. They're not getting hurt. They're not under any risk of injury. That's why they call these insane roughing the quarterback penalties that aren't penalties, because they go, we got these guys are guaranteed. We cannot have them injured. We cannot have them off the field. It's bad for business. And that's what's bad for Lamar Jackson, is he's been injured. You know, if Lamar Jackson's out there playing and playing his tail off, then he has a better case. I think being injured actually hurts him. And I think it hurt him in his ability to negotiate. And I think it's the recency. Unfortunately, it's the recency bias of the NFL. What have you done for me lately? And I mean, like, super lately. I don't care that you've won an MVP trophy.
We obviously don't care much about that because, like, look at Cam Newton.
No.
I mean, at some point, you get far enough removed from it and people go, yeah, but.
Have you won in the playoffs? Have we gone on deep runs into the playoffs? Can you take us to and can you win a Super Bowl for us? That's the expectation. Now, whether it's real or not, who knows? But, I just think Lamar Jackson, if he's smart, will not maybe take as much money right now, and maybe he takes a shorter deal. And getting franchised is the worst thing in the world. It's not a good thing because it's a short term thing. And he needs to meet him somewhere in the middle, because $100 million guaranteed. Come on. That's isn't that enough?
And I don't know.
And you're gonna play out more than $100 million.
But see, you've lived in both sides of these worlds where you're like, we're talking about this, going, dude, how is $100 million not enough? But you also have been in a place where you've negotiated for the very, very most that you can, knowing what the market sort of bears, right?
Yeah.
And so when a guy goes, I should be getting $200 million but guaranteed, not 100. Like, if you look at it and you go, you're shorting me $100 million of guaranteed money, and I shouldn't be shorted that money.
Cleveland admitted they don't know what they're doing. Okay? that it's like, what do you take out the high and the low, and then you average everything else in between? There's the idiot, and that's Cleveland, and then there's the other folks that are on the cheap scale. That's probably like the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
So just all the teams in Ohio, just get rid of them.
But it's also the Ravens. They're kind of on that. They're kind of notoriously cheap.
I don't know that they've paid players before.
Second lowest paid offense in the league.
They've paid defensive players before. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the situation.
Like, lowest paid wide receiver group in the league. Second lowest paid offense in the league.
Right.
But what I'm saying is they have a model. They go, look, we'll get the most out of what we can. We don't feel like we need to spend, right up against the cap to be able to be competitive.
A lot of teams, you know, the Steelers are like that. You know, the Patriots are like that, and they're teams that have been successful.
All right, let's take a break.
I'm not convinced that Lamar Jackson's the long-term guy. I'm not.
Well, I think
I think if the Ravens were, they'd bend over backwards to get this.
If he would have renegotiated 2 years ago,
he would have fired his agent.
And if he would have had an agent, it would have worked out. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk a little bit about Big 12 expansion. The teams that are being thrown out there, the teams that are being thrown around, it's pretty hilarious. And if you're Brett Yormark, just take a shot at everybody, I guess. Stay with us, 97.5 VKSL Sports.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.